Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The successful Joe Biden would essentially cruise to re-election. That would be one of the easiest things in the world to do, given all the wonderful things that are happening. So why, pray tell, does Kamala Harris, why is she reportedly looking to fix the campaign strategy? I don't know. How desperate do you have to be to say, maybe Kamala needs to come in and help us out here? I'm telling you, folks, we can't make this kind of stuff up. But we're happy and ready to report it to you. Folks, welcome to the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition of the show. Glad to be with you, of course. We have an awful lot to tell you about and talk to you about here on the program this morning. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you'd like to opine, you can also head over to my home website. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. By the way, welcome to everybody listening to us on the GCN network this morning. Of course, also on our flagship station, AM860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida. And folks, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. We've got links to listen live. You can also go to GCNLive.com if you want to pick up the live streams for the program. GCN, of course, distributes our program out to all of our great AM and FM radio affiliates across the country. And so once again, we gather together. Once again, we are here. And once again, we are going to tell you the unbelievable. We're going to tell you the fantastical. All these things that the Democrat Party elite, the Biden administration, and the Biden campaign have cooked up for you. And I think that's sort of a mild way of putting it. But in all seriousness, though, folks, on the program today, of course, we'll tell you about what Kamala Harris is doing, evidently, to save the Biden campaign. We'll also tell you about what's happening, of course, at the UN Security Council. The U.S. ended up vetoing that resolution about ceasefire in Israel and Rafah and so forth. But we're going to start off this morning. Check this out, folks. Check this out. This from Newsmax. New York Attorney General Letitia James says she is prepared to seize Donald Trump's assets, including 40 Wall Street, if he does not have the cash to cover the $355 million judgment against him in the civil fraud case that ended last week. You know, something tells me, folks, that, they might have done some mathematics. They might have said to themselves, gee, if we impose this arbitrary number, if we impose this ridiculous, cartoonishly absurd amount of money onto Donald Trump after really nothing had ever gone wrong, well, maybe, just maybe, he won't be able to get the cash right away. Maybe, just maybe, he won't be able to actually make this happen. I mean, that's a hard hurdle to jump over, isn't it? $355 million, and then it expands from there to, I believe, over $400 million with interest. So you tell me, my friends, you tell me whether or not this was already sort of, in the offing, that they were going to impose this ridiculous, as I said, cartoonishly absurd amount of money onto Donald Trump, knowing full well that it would be likely impossible to get that kind of money, because you have to pay the money, basically, you put up the bond in order to proceed to the next appeal, or to the appeal and the next step in this process. And so, like I said, you tell me that they weren't ready for that. And they said to themselves, you know what, we'll let a couple of days go by. And again, I'm just speculating here. I think that, it's the one thing that might make a little bit of sense, because suddenly, oh, well, we can seize his assets. Oh, that's what we'll do. Yeah, we can seize his assets, and that'll really ruin him. I mean, we'll bar him from doing business in the state of New York. We're going to bar his kids from doing business for 2 years, Donald Trump 3 years. We know that this is going to be a catastrophe. This is going to be an avalanche of mega proportions. Then we'll seize his assets. Yeah, that sounds like a plan, doesn't it? James made the comments in an interview with ABC News on Tuesday. Quote, if he does not have funds to pay off the judgment, then we will seek judgment enforcement mechanisms in court, and we will ask the judge to seize his assets. You know, that must have made her feel really good. You know, almost maybe better than the speech she gave the other day about how Donald Trump might have authored the art of the deal, but he has now perfected the art of the steal. How dramatic, how cinematic, this major performance that had just taken place. And again, I'll repeat what I said before. The one thing that ran through my mind when she was giving her speech was, you know, who's going to play me in the movie? Wow. Who's going to play me in the movie? Boy, this is going to be one of the most triumphant movie scenes in all of cinema history, because we will have finally begun the process. And the words would come up after that from that day forward. Donald Trump, you know, continued to falter. And it was all Letitia James who made this happen. In fact, she ran on it. She said she was going to get Donald Trump, and by golly, by gosh, she did. She went out there and she made that happen, and they went on to seize his assets. And he couldn't run for president anymore, and democracy was saved. I don't know why I'm in this mood this morning, my friends, but I am, because I see this kind of thing, and you just know. I mean, this isn't some kind of, well, you know, I guess it'd just be a last resort, you know, we'll have to do that. But everybody knows that this particular judgment, this particular imposition.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
So much for the direct message, Richard the Marine, checking in from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. He says, hello, Mr. Kyle. Rain still coming down, 48 degrees. Have a great evening. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, thank you so much, and Semper Fi, of course, right back at you. And I think we got about 55 degrees. And we've got some rain that's just been going on all day. I think it's supposed to kind of move out in the morning. And my area has not been so bad, so I'm kind of thankful for that. But I know that in other parts of L.A. and so forth, they've had some other issues and so forth. But this atmospheric river moves on, and it'll be moving on into other parts, I believe, of the Southwest, I think. And also we've got weather moving over into the Rockies as well. So we'll tell you about more about that, of course, as we get to the first hour national weather look that we take. So thanks again, Richard the Marine. Appreciate it so very much. Once again, Semper Fi. And folks, you can be like so much for the direct message, Richard the Marine, checking in from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. He says, hello, Mr. Kyle. Rain still coming down, 48 degrees. Have a great evening. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, thank you so much, and Semper Fi, of course, right back at you. And I think we got about 55 degrees. And we've got some rain that's just been going on all day. I think it's supposed to kind of move out in the morning. And my area has not been so bad, so I'm kind of thankful for that. But I know that in other parts of L.A. and so forth, they've had some other issues and so forth. But this atmospheric river moves on, and it'll be moving on into other parts, I believe, of the Southwest, I think. And also we've got weather moving over into the Rockies as well. So we'll tell you about more about that, of course, as we get to the first hour national weather look that we take. So thanks again, Richard the Marine. Appreciate it so very much. Once again, Semper Fi. And folks, you can be like Richard. You can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can send us a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. All right. Well, we were talking about this idea that Letitia James, Attorney General in New York, could likely seize the assets of Donald Trump if Donald Trump doesn't pony up the money in time here. And again, I think a lot of this reaction to this fine has just been really, people just think it's bizarre. I think they're really taken aback by this. This is, 100% just evidence that the fix is in, the politics have taken over. This is just one of many attacks on Donald Trump in order to keep him from being able to run or any of these kinds of things. And it's really most unfortunate because you know what they need to do? You know, they need to try to win the election. You know, that would be the, well, don't you think that would be the one thing that would be so devastating to Donald Trump is that if he didn't win the election, you know, and, but again, they also understand this too, my friends, the far left, the Democrat Party elite, in my opinion, they understand that, people don't like their ideas. They really don't. I mean, there is a core, and some people will sort of follow along with that. But they really, unless they can impose these things or legislate from the bench or do all this kind of stuff, you know, they really can't get their way. And even so, I mean, with government mandates, and we know now that the Biden administration's starting to kind of hit the brakes, no pun intended, on the EV transition or the requirements thereof. And, you know, they realize that they're pushing people, you know, just so far here, and they're not going to be able to sustain this kind of thing, I think. Now, whether they could, you know, think that they're going to steal the election or do all this kind of stuff, I think they always work towards doing whatever they can. But overall, why not just let Donald Trump go out there and run for president? I mean, if he's so terrible, as Hillary Clinton would explain, he's going to be a dictator on day one. He wants to round up people based on how they look, and doesn't matter if they're Americans or not. It just doesn't matter, you know, this kind of stuff. Well, then, you know, go out and beat him fair and square. You know, it show you have faith in the people. Because you know who has faith in the people? The conservatives. I really do think so. I really do think they have faith in the people. They have the kind of faith in the people, my friends, that says, look, we don't have to, you know, do page after page and page after page of explanation. We don't have to sort of talk you to death. You know, we just say, look, the proof's in the pudding. The proof is in the results of these things. And also, maybe apply some common sense. Hey, do you think the border should be completely open? Do you think we ought to have some idea of who's pouring into the country? Not that we don't want people to come to America and have a better life and assimilate and become part of the American dream. But should people come across the border who we have no idea who they might be? And we have no idea what they might do once they get here? Oh, I'm sorry. That's racist. Oh, yeah, I forgot. That's just being racist. No, it's not being racist. And they know that, by the way. They know that. Let's listen in to Governor Hochul, Kathy Hochul of New York. She was quoted on WABC 770, I believe. This is where this quote comes from. And she's saying that, I know many of the business people in New York, by and large, they're honest people, and they're not trying to hide their assets. So all this in response to the idea that you know, what has now happened in New York with this judgment against Donald Trump, it should be worrying for anybody. We were talking about it yesterday on the program with our various guests and so forth. Yeah, this is the message. You better be in line. You better walk the party line. You better, you know, just not say anything untoward. Because the moment you do, you know, oh, by the way, we have all this power over you. We can generate virtually anything we want to. And then we can just, you know, and then we can say, you know what? Even though you didn't do anything, you're not remorseful, are you? And we're just going to impose a large fine upon you because of your remorsefulnessness, right? That's a word, right? Remorsefulnessness. I am laughing. I'm not laughing because it's all so funny. I'm laughing because it is absurd. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so let's listen to Governor Hochul tell you everything's going to be all right. I guess as long as you're an honest business person, let's listen in.
I know many of the business people in New York City, and by and large, they are honest people, and they're not trying to hide their assets, and they're following the rules. And so this judge determined that Donald Trump did not follow the rules. He was prosecuted and truly the governor of the state of New York does not have a say in the size of a fine. I think that this is really an extraordinarily unusual circumstance that the law-abiding and rule-following New Yorkers who are business people have nothing to worry about because they're very different than Donald Trump and his behavior.
Oh, okay. Now I get it. I get it now. Okay. Or hold on. Hold the phone because I think I'm starting to have an epiphany. A shining forth, a bursting forth, that it's Donald Trump. It's Donald Trump is bad. Now I understand. See, sometimes, folks, we just have to have a travesty because the circumstances just demand it, I guess. And so we don't want all you honest business people to be frightened by this, amazing display of power, because we're just going to use it for good. You know, we're protecting our democracy. I mean, I could go on and on. This is really something, isn't it? It really, really is. So everybody get on board. All the Democrats get on board. It's no big deal. The judge did the right thing. Letitia James campaigned, Soviet Union style, it would seem, to, hey, I'm going to pervert the justice system. That's my take on it, right? I'm going to pervert the justice system, and I'm going to go after this guy because that is our goal. That's our objective. That's exactly what we're going to do. And we're going to just love doing it, by the way. And we're going to be there, and we're going to take what we want, and we're going to demonstrate to everyone that you better not mess with us. You better not mess with us, or there is going literally to be hell to pay. But here's the thing. But if you're a law-abiding, honest business person in New York, don't worry. Well, go talk to Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, who we heard a great quote yesterday on the program, and he's been sort of making the rounds here, it seems, and he's been making so much sense. And he is, I think the epitome of the business person and so forth. And he doesn't want to touch New York with a 10-foot pole at this point, or California, for that matter. California has its own other problems, which would translate to Gavin Newsom, by the way, should he become the nominee at some point. But, folks, again, we see this stuff on display. We see this stuff on display, and it is not pretty, is it? Not pretty at all. Okay, so when we come back from the bottom of the hour break, we will tell you a little bit about what Kamala Harris evidently is. She's having to now get in the mix, I guess, to try to fix the Biden campaign strategy. And again, if everything was going so well, why does it need to be fixed? I'm just curious. I mean, that's just me asking that question. Little old me, that's I think what everybody would be thinking. And then also, of course, Joe Biden, he basically just kind of laughed off the idea that Gavin Newsom, maybe he better be getting ready, or is there a plan B going into 2024? like I said, we can't make this stuff up. Folks, it is the Wednesday morning edition. We are rolling along. KyleWarrenShow.com is...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA news update. According to a recent poll by Monmouth University, illegal immigration is the number one concern among voters.
The survey found that a significant number of voters perceive the issue as highly problematic. Across party lines, 8 in 10 Americans view illegal immigration as at least somewhat serious. Registered Republicans are particularly adamant, with 91% regarding it as a very serious issue, while 58% of independents and 41% of Democrats share this sentiment.
A hydrogen peroxide mouthwash brand is undergoing recall due to concerns about child poisoning risks. The Consumer Protection Safety Commission is highlighting that the packaging of Heritage Store hydrogen peroxide mouthwash lacks child-resistant features. Those are necessary for products containing a specific ethanol concentration. LeBron James is the first NBA player to score 40,000 regular season points. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Monday edition of the program. And we've got a lot more to tell you about, a lot more to do here on this Monday. And I got to tell you, looking forward to Super Tuesday, looking forward to the State of the Union, looking forward to the Supreme Court. You know, just fasten your seatbelts this week. You know, just be prepared, right? That's the scout's motto, right? Be prepared. Be prepared for anything at this point. You know, it's going to be pretty it's going to be pretty crucial for Joe Biden to give that State of the Union speech. You know, I think it does take a lot out of them, and I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm not saying that to be bad at all. This is the reality of the situation. You know, Donald Trump could go and do his State of the Union speech and probably talk for a couple hours and, just extemporaneously. It'd be like a Trump rally or something. But Joe Biden struggles, and it's obvious. And there's a lot happening out there in terms of people and how they perceive Joe Biden. But, of course, we're looking forward to Super Tuesday. We've got interesting quote here. This from Nikki Haley. She was on Meet the Press, and she's kind of being asked pretty directly about, you know, what are the expectations here? What happens after Super Tuesday? What's going on, you know, if you don't win anything, you know, at all? This kind of thing, that would be very, you know, it's just something she can't keep going with, I would think. But let's listen in here real quick, Nikki Haley talking on Meet the Press. Let's see what she has to say.
Playing this out in very stark terms, it sounds like from your perspective, this is a battle for the Republican Party. You've been sharpening your attacks against former President Trump. Everyone has noticed in recent days, in recent weeks. Have you taken the prospect, the possibility of endorsing him off the table at this point?
It's not anything I think about. What I have said
is off the table, Ambassador. It sounds like you are in a different place. Are people misinterpreting what you're saying? Have you moved to a place where you're no longer planning to endorse him?
Well, I think, first of all, if you talk about an endorsement, you're talking about a loss. I don't think like that. When you're in a race, you don't think about losing. You think about continuing to go forward. What I can tell you is I don't think Donald Trump or Joe Biden should be president. I don't think that we need two candidates in their 80s. I don't think we want a Joe Biden who calls his opponents fascists or a Donald Trump who calls his opponents vermin. No one wants that. I think people want a new generational leader that is going to go back to what the American dream is, what we want for our kids, in a place that's something that we can be proud of again.
Okay, stop right there. Just stop right there real quick. Now, and I appreciate that. I appreciate what Nikki Haley is talking about in the general sense that people do want leadership, you know. But what's happening with, at least with these primaries, is that they may not want new, quote, generational leadership. Under normal circumstances, perhaps so. But this political season, my friends, is so very different right now. It's so very different because you have essentially what is grudge match 24. You had all of the controversy at the end of the last election. You had Donald Trump, you know, starting up this process very, very early because he felt that he really was wronged in this. Regardless, you know, I'm not getting into the details of it all. Regardless, he felt that way. And a lot of people felt that, you know, it was, you know, Donald Trump should have continued, basically. So you have all of that that is still churning out there. It hasn't really dissipated. It hasn't really gone away. Now, that would be one thing. Well, I should have won that election. I thought I won that election. People could say, I thought he won that election. However, now you add in the new secret ingredient. The new secret ingredient is the fact that the Biden administration, the policymakers, whatever you want to call it, have now come in and they have created this level of chaos in our country, in our society, in our economy. All these things have just literally gone to, you know what, in a handbasket. And people are saying, put it back. Put it back the way that it was. And I think they truly do feel that the only way to put this back is to reelect Donald Trump. So it doesn't just translate into, well, we got to get another Republican in there, you know, and, you know, Trump is the Lindbergh model here. He showed that you could fly across the Atlantic. He showed you could be tough with China. He showed you could, you know, you could have prosperity. You could be tough with the military in terms of our adversaries. You could, you know, do all kinds of things. You could get the Middle East on track. You could do all that stuff. They're not looking for just another person at this point. They want the person. And this is why, again, I think it's a very, very unique election cycle. Next election cycle may be very, very traditional, for lack of a better term. But right now, they're not looking for Nikki Haley to do this. Okay, so let's continue.
Close to Super Tuesday. Don't voters deserve to know where you stand on this very fundamental question of whether, if ultimately you do not win at the end of the day, would you support Donald Trump, given that you are saying this is a battle, it sounds like, for the Republican Party?
Well, when y'all ask Donald Trump if he would support me, then I will talk about that. But right now, my focus is how do we touch as many voters? How do we win? I want the American people to see that you don't have to live this way. There is a path forward, and we can do it with someone who can put in 8 years, that can constantly focus on results and not the negativity and the baggage that we have right now.
Let me try it this way. You did sign a pledge, an RNC pledge, to support the eventual nominee.
This is it, right here.
Do you still feel bound by that pledge?
I have always said that I have serious concerns about Donald Trump. I have even more concerns about Joe Biden.
So is that a no? Are you bound by the RNC pledge?
The RNC pledge, I mean, at the time of the debate, we had to take it to where would you support the nominee, and you had to, in order to get on that debate stage, you said yes. The RNC is now not the same RNC. Now it's
so you're no
Trump's
longer bound by that pledge.
No, I think I'll make what decision I want to make, but that's not something I'm thinking about. And I think that while y'all think about that, I'm looking at the fact that we had thousands of people in Virginia. We're headed to North Carolina. We're going to continue to go to Vermont and Maine and all these states to go and show people that there is a path forward.
Okay, stop right there. So, you know, I think maybe she thought that that would come off as being, I am my own person. I make the decision based on what's happening at the moment. But what she just told the voters is I don't need to honor this commitment. And I said it. I gave this commitment only to get on the debate stage. I just don't know that that plays very well. And what also it does is it begins again to diminish. It gives a foothold for totally diminishing the real party unity that would have to be there in order to be able to take the White House and even take the Senate and expand the majority in the House. So, again, I think she thinks that it's playing off as being I'm my own person and I'm going to make my own decisions based on, you know, the situation, which under typical circumstances, that's the kind of leader that people are looking for. But, again, it just seems every time that Nikki Haley does stuff like this, it actually kind of goes in the reverse almost. And, again, you know, my earlier comments, I think people have decided in a great majority out there, at least in the Republican base, that this is what they want. And I think that Nikki Haley, you know, again, while being very smart and all these other things, you know, I think she's demonstrating to the Republican voters that she's not going to get in tune with the momentum here. And, you know, she can talk about, well, there's this other percentage of people, and this is the path that I want, and this kind of thing. And that sounds great, but I just don't know that it's going to make a big difference on Super Tuesday. And even the interviewer here, trying to sort of pin her down, Kristen Welker, you know, trying to say, okay, well, are you saying then that you won't say this, or you won't honor this pledge and so forth? And it just came off a little too politician-y. And that's something that, see, this is the thing. People are gravitating towards Trump and have because he's not politician-y like that. So I don't know. This is, I think, a bad start to the week for Nikki Haley in terms of Super Tuesday. But, folks, we are off to a great start this hour. When we come back, we got our first song of the night and much, much more. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. Stay right there because we are coming right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through, rocketing through this Monday edition of the program. And boy, do we have an awful lot more to tell you about. This is only hour number one, everybody. We've got hour number two, three, and four lined up. And we've got Denise Simon. We've got Chris Markowski. We've got Frank Salvato. We've also got Patrick Hyland. All through the morning here, and so we hope that you can stay with us because, like I said, it's just going to be a lot going on. It's really going to be chock full, and so we really appreciate you being there. And, of course, if you're new to the program, this is the part of the show when we like to play a song, keep you going throughout the wee hours of the morning. across your radio dial, across the highways and byways, and make sure you keep your blood pumping and whatever you're doing, whatever you're working at, if you're driving a truck, you're driving a big rig, you're making deliveries, you're in law enforcement, you're a first responder, you're working a shift, you're up early with us for whatever reason. We want to keep you going. This is a great request from driver Ron in Denver, and he had a great request for Keith Urban and a song called Wild Hearts. Let's get right to it, shall we?
Saw the man in black, spotlight in the air. Heard a thousand screams, saw my daddy stare. Feel like I've been running since the day that I was born. Eagle on my back, phoenix on my farm. And all the dreamers ready to fly. All those watery rock stars lifting their guitars and painting the sky. Can you hear me? All you lost ones, the walking lost ones, keep shining your light. This goes out to the wild cards and all of the wild hearts just like mine. Never amount to anything. You're just wasting your time chasing the tail of a dragon kind of dream. But I'm here to tell you anything can happen in this life if you got the heart and the passion and a godly fire inside.
Thanks to driver Ron. We appreciate that very, very much indeed. And so for Country Music Monday, this is a great way to start off. No doubt about that. So once again, thank you to driver Ron. We appreciate that. And folks, we hope you like the music this morning. You know, one of the great things about this program, about this show, is that we do incorporate a lot of music, just, you know, when we come out for breaks, when we go to breaks, and certainly when we're able to play things like this, like on Country Music Monday. It means a lot to us, and we hope that you enjoy it. All right, so once again, folks, we've got a lot going on weather-wise, especially in Northern California. This from CNN. Blizzard conditions continue to slam Northern California over the weekend with damaging winds and heavy snow dumping on mountain ridges down to the valleys. The most extreme conditions are unfolding at the highest elevation in the mountains with whiteout conditions and hurricane-force winds. Yeah, winter storm alerts remain across most western states with blizzard warnings still in effect for the northern and central Sierra Nevada until Monday morning, where up to 1 foot of snowfall and gusts, 45 to 75 miles an hour, are possible. Gusts across the Sierra Nevada peaks could still reach up to 90 miles per hour. All right, so there's a lot happening with that. And by the way, I think there was even a part of I-80, because, again, here it's telling us the snow has closed a 70-mile stretch of Interstate 80 near the Nevada state line for more than a day. So that's coming out through Donner Pass. for more than a day after highway officials reported stranded drivers on Friday night. So once again, folks, with this kind of, and by the way, this was hitting in Northern California. And of course, we heard from Richard the Marine this morning as well that it was raining hard there, and not letting up. I mean, this is really, really something. But here in Southern California, we've kind of missed it, the whole thing. What was supposed to be a larger storm, I guess, just didn't materialize in our area. We got some rain, but it was not at all the way that it had been predicted earlier last week in terms of what might be happening. So, again, very, very bad conditions up in Northern California, of course. Now, this from the National Weather Service, of course. We've got another coastal storm. Now, this time in the Atlantic coast, is forecast to bring a new round of rain up the Atlantic coast from later Monday through Tuesday as some threat of heavy rain emerges along the central Gulf Coast. Much above average, spring-like temperatures shifting from the plains in the Midwest into the Northeast as critical fire weather persists throughout tonight and into the central and southern high plains. All right? So, meanwhile, an intensifying low-pressure system is bringing a round of accumulating snowfall near the Canadian border of North Dakota, with a wintry mix farther east across northern Minnesota on Sunday. And, of course, our good friends at GCN are located, I believe, in that area. By the way, I think I mentioned last week that Mrs. Professor was at a secret undisclosed location in Michigan, helping out with a family matter over the last few days. She was winging her way back earlier today, earlier this evening, as a matter of fact, and came through Minneapolis, Minnesota. So Mrs. Professor touching down there in the land of lakes. And so we're glad that she's back and fine, back from the secret undisclosed location. But at any rate, folks, we've got that happening, as we were saying, through Minnesota. That snow, coming out from North Dakota, cross over to Minnesota on Sunday. The precipitation will taper off later tonight as the storm moves farther away into southern Canada, to the south and the east. The recent dry spell will initially limit rainfall amounts along a wavy front trailing southwest toward a developing low-pressure system over the central high plains. Now, along the east coast, again, following a recent round of widespread enhanced rainfall, another coastal low-pressure system is forecast to form along the stalled front and track up the mid-Atlantic coast Monday into Tuesday. So we've got a lot going on weather-wise. And, folks, we hope you enjoy the song. We hope that you've got some great things happening this morning that we're helping you keep going with. And we're going to start climbing up to the top of the hour here in just a few moments. And we'll hear your top of the hour news. We'll get updated on everything. Then we'll come back and we'll start talking, of course, about everything as well. And once again, the telephone number, if you'd like to opine this morning, is 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. And you can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And Michael, listening out there, I appreciate your message. Yes, whenever there is a technical issue, everybody gets very excited about that. And I understand that it is now fixed. So I do appreciate your message very, very much. We appreciate when people let us know something just isn't right out there. But again, we got some pretty good people that can put that right pretty quick. All right, so that means Monday, even Monday, is off to a good start, folks. Hour number one is in the books. We are coming right back. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.